Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. On this broadcast, I want to talk with you about the tree of life that was flourishing in the middle of the Garden of Eden, past, and how this same tree will have a prominent place in the new heavens and the new earth, future. Here again is Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 2, part of verse 9. Out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. We read that last time. And to listen now also to the revelation of Jesus Christ, the last book of the Bible, chapter 22 and verses 1 and 2. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its streets. On either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. That was Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. What was and what will be the tree of life? To begin with, in the Garden of Eden, I believe this was a real tree. And whatever this tree produced, when eaten, sustained the eternal life of Adam and of Eve. The tree does just what its name says it does. It gives life. And I say the first people ate of it because of what God commanded Adam to do in verse 16 of Genesis chapter 2. This is Genesis 2, verse 16. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely." Furthermore, notice the Bible says the tree of life was in the middle of the garden. Right out there in the center of perfection grew this tree of life. When I imagine what the Garden of Eden was like, I always think of this tree, and I do so with a sense of total wonder. According to the scripture, this tree also had symbolic meaning. It symbolized eternal life in heaven. You heard me read about this in Revelation chapter 22, a chapter dedicated to telling us in exact detail, great detail, you should read it, about what the new heavens and the new earth will one day be. And you heard me read about the river that is there. More on that next week. And verse 2 says, on either side of the river was the tree of life. Again, this tree is for heavenly, eternal, never-ending life. Will people in heaven eat of it? The Bible does not say for sure, but I think so. Notice that it bears 12 kinds of fruit, much variety, and the leaves have God-given properties that will be therapeutic for us in our perfect heavenly bodies. The same tree that was in the center of perfection in the past, the Garden of Eden, is again present in the center of perfection in the future, the new heavens and the new earth. And here is my point of application as we discuss all week the history of perfection versus the history of imperfection. You and I will never have eaten of such a tree in our present lives. The tree of life does not exist outside of perfection, so it is not to be found in our very imperfect world. But do not miss this. If we enter into the perfection of the next life, that is, if we die and go to heaven, following God's command of how to do that, then wow, we will future eat of the tree of life. That is, even though our history was full of imperfection, our future can be full of perfection. Let's talk more about this tomorrow on the Friday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.